Good evening, sir. What's your poison?
Whatever spirits would put a smile on your lovely face, my dear.
You can check your flattery at the door, fella. It'll get you as far as a $3 bill in here.
I bring no ill will. Sophia, is it?
Miss Sophia to most of my friends.
Well, then, Miss Sophia, I...
But for you, I'll stop it at Miss Chirp.
Ah, the hardened saloon mom resisting the charms of a handsome stranger.
We keep a 2-drink minimum here at the Short Stick, mister.
Abaddon, but you can call me LT.
I wasn't asking.
Then, if it pleases you, I'm partial to Amontillado.
Sold our last cask a week ago.
Then, if you'll grace me with a glass of absinthe.
Cassandre, back chef just above the bar shellac.
Bring Mr. Abaddon here the La Fée Verte.
A woman who knows her spirits. I'm titillated.
Save it for your circus suckers, Mr. Abaddon.
Mr. Abaddon, I'm Jack, and this here is...
The world-renowned Sheriff Patrick Hinley. Your reputation precedes you, Sheriff.
Does it now?
Indeed. I've been looking forward to meeting you. Alabaster Flats treating you well?
As well as can be expected.
I decided I'd never mix pickles with anything, especially things like peanut butter or milk, cookies.
Wyatt, please. I've literally begged you to never again share your culinary adventures with me, and yet you continue to do so, causing my stomach to feel as though it's being violated by 100 oily hammers.
Even Sheriff, Miss Sophia, snake oil selling varmint who goes by the name of Lake Connick, Jack.
Evening, Miss Sophia, Jack, Sheriff. Who's the dandy in the red holding a black bucket for a hat?
You may call me L.T., good sirs.
Korga anata, do no koto dekesu.
Poison to some, perhaps.
You speak Japanese?
Yuchoni ni hasimasu. I speak it fluently, but that's neither here nor there.
Sakasuman o chuo bukako fumo.
Noted, Kasanji. If you ever grow tired of playing lapdog for the barmaid, come see me. I am in need of a new fortune teller.
Now, I don't know about where you come from, but around these parts, we don't take kindly to folks talking down about other folks' sisters.
It's all right, Wyatt. Beastings heal, but there ain't no amount of time that can fix stupid.
I'll take that second glass, if you don't mind. Ah, reminds me of quieter days and simpler times. Before Eve's fall, you might say.
It's quite a bit past evening, fella. Getting on near midnight.
Indeed it is. And so, I shall take my leave of you fine folks of Alabaster Flats. But before our palaver concludes, I would like to invite you all to a preview of next week's extravaganza.
Oh! Is there going to be acrobatics?
Yes.
Clowns?
Yes.
Magic tricks?
Yes.
Games?
Oh, for Pete's sake, Wyatt, knock it off. What the boy really wants to know is if there's going to be candy apples.
When is this preview, Mr. Abaddon?
5 days hence on Saturday evening. A special event exclusively for the royalty of Alabaster Flats.
We have a king and queen?
He means us, Wyatt.
I'm a prince?
If he's a prince, I'm the bearded lady.
I shall take my leave of you now. I am certain I will see each and every one of you again very soon.
Well, that was interesting.
I'll say. How did he know who I am? And why does it smell like matches in here?
Might be that can of beans you ate on the way over here.
Well, I don't know about either one of those. What I do know is that if I had to choose between being trapped for a minute with Abaddon and a week with Winthrop, I'd have to choose Winthrop.
Tell you what, let's agree to keep an eye on Abaddon and each other until his whole thing is over.
I second that, Jack.
I don't want to be any part of your secret club, you varmint.
Wyatt, you know that old saying about your enemies?
You mean the one that says you should keep your friends' clothes, but you can't keep your enemies' clothes?
Almost made it through this without one of those.
No, that's not the saying, Wyatt. It's keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Why on earth would I want to be close to this here scoundrel? He's the reason why every time there's a strong lightning storm approaching that I sometimes wet myself.
What?
Best to leave this one alone, Jack.
Wyatt, all I'm asking is that you call a truce with Jack while the carnival is in town. That way, we can all be focused on keeping an eye on Abaddon.
Fine, but I am not holding on to his clothes.
Good enough for me. Friends, this may be the last time we can gather together. A round of drinks on me for the royalty of Alabaster Flats.
Woohoo! Welcome back, folks, to Season 2 of Alabaster Flats. Now, if you haven't yet checked back in on Season 1, you have missed quite the hootenanny. There was just too much stuff to sum up in just one little opening like this, so I suggest you roll on back, click Episode 1, and listen all the way through. Do what the kids call binge listening. In this here episode, we have the vocal stylings of Isabel Miller playing Miss Sophia Chirp and Penny Lovewell. We've got Tristan Miller playing Sheriff Patrick Henley and Deputy Wyatt Chirp. And of course, there's A.W. Miller playing Whiskers, Laconic Jack, Winthrop Morgan, and a brand new character. See if you can figure out who it is. And last, but certainly by no means least, our good friend Craig Hart returns in the mysterious role of L.T. Abaddon. Folks, hold on to your gun belts and saddle up, because this one's gonna be a humdinger.
Your guitar's missing a few strings there, Sheriff.
Morning, Winthrop. Yeah, I know. Two more and she'll be whole again. You wouldn't happen to have any at the mercantile, would you?
I'm afraid not, Sheriff. That's typically not the sort of thing folks around here ask for. I could put in a special request for you.
How long would that take?
Oh, we just hired a new delivery service, so you'll get it sooner than ever before.
Well, then that would be wonderful. I'm happy to pay extra.
Absolutely, Sheriff. I can have a pair of guitar strings here by this time in just under 3 weeks.
Oh, no, that's a week after the carnival ends. When you said sooner, I thought...
You thought what, Sheriff? That by some bit of magic I could get packages here overnight? That's not only impossible, but ludicrous. Can you imagine a world where people could simply clap their hands and presto, packages are at their doorstep within 24 hours? That is a good one, Sheriff. I'll be sure to share that at the annual mercantile owners meeting.
There's a mercantile owners meeting?
Every year on December 31st, Harley Kelterborough from Briarwood, Milton Smith from Sweetwater, he'll get a kick out of your 24-hour delivery joke, and a handful of other fellows. We meet up at one another's mercantile to discuss new products, sales, strategies.
That sounds almost as much fun as accidentally sitting on a porcupine while you're naked.
Ah, if it isn't the town sage.
Morning, Whiskers.
Sheriff, still no luck with the guitar strings, I see.
Unfortunately, no. And it'll take 3 weeks to get a shipment in.
3 weeks?
I know, that's...
Practically overnight. Used to be you had to wait a month, usually two.
That's what I tried to explain to him, but our good sheriff here thought it could happen overnight.
I didn't actually say...
Overnight? That's preposterous. Can you imagine a world filled with so many horses on the road, rushing back and forth just to deliver packages?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Miss Lovewell, my. Your eyes just light up the...
Save it, Winnie. Sheriff, I was wondering if you had a minute.
Winnie, I shall take my leave of you fine folks. I think I hear my clerks at the mercantile calling my name.
Have either of you ever noticed that when he's embarrassed, he walks like he's holding a pine cone between his butt cheeks?
I can't say that I have, but now that you mention it. Anyway, what did you want to see me about, Miss Lovewell?
Sheriff, I wanted to get a statement from you about the rumor that the Chipotle Kid plans on returning to Alabaster Flats to ask for a truce and make restitutions.
What?
Oh, so I take it you didn't know.
No. When? Who told you that...
For the love of Pete, don't tell Wyatt.
I can't reveal my sources, Sheriff, but I have it on good authority that the Chipotle Kid has turned over a new leaf and he wants to make amends here in Alabaster Flats first. Care to make a statement for this Friday's paper?
Not until I know he's coming here for sure. Whiskers?
I'll handle Wyatt, Sheriff.
Good. Miss Lovewell, thank you for the tip. I have to go see a man about some jail time.
Oh boy.
And after waking up with the whole thing just glowing an eerie eldritch green, I swore that I would never catch another firefly or sleep outside naked ever again.
Listen, if you promise to never tell me another story like that again, I will sign a blood oath that I will turn over a new leaf and leave my life of crime behind.
Why, how do you do there, young Wyatt?
Morning, Whiskers. Why are you grinning like that? You kind of look like you're trying not to break wind at a wedding. I know, because that's the exact same face I make every time we gotta hang some varmint for horse thieving. I just can't keep myself from laughing. I know it ain't funny, but all I get to thinking about is...
Wyatt, before you get started on something none of us needs to listen to, there's something you should know.
Are you finally going to reveal the mysteries of how Santa Claus manages to visit millions of children and me in one night?
Well, not exactly.
Oh, I know. You're going to share with me your top secret fried chicken recipe that uses 13 unique spices?
No, Wyatt. There is something else that you...
Or is today the day that you fulfill the promise you made to me when I was 11 years old that when I became a man, you'd finally reveal to me why your nickname is Moby Dick?
Wyatt, the Chipotle Kid is coming back to Alabaster Flats.
Oh, I see. Could you hold this for me just a second, sir?
I don't think I should have these.
Probably not. I'll hold on to them for you.
Is he coming back, you think?
I'd give it a few minutes.
Sorry about that, fellas. When nature calls, you gotta go when you gotta go. Now, where were we?
Oh, boy.
Evening, Sheriff. Everything all right? You look a little worried.
I was hoping it wasn't that obvious. Can I get a whiskey, Miss Sophia?
Sure thing. On the house, if you spill the beans on who put the bees in your bonnet.
The Chipotle Kid is coming back to Alabaster Flats.
Oh, shit.
It's not out of the realm of possibility, Whiskers. That's all I'm saying.
Wyatt, no one in their right mind would pay you to spend a weekend at your house or anyone's house when there are perfectly decent rooms available over at the Rhapsody.
Whiskers? Wyatt? Why is he handcuffed to you?
Oh, this is Leonard.
Leo.
Right. Sorry, I forgot you prefer Leo. You know, I tried shortening my name, but people just kept thinking I was asking a question whenever they asked my name.
Maybe you could just drop the second T.
Oh, I like that idea. Of course, I'd have to change my... Wyatt. Right. Sorry, Sheriff. This is Leo Dunn. He stole a couple of horses, a gun belt, and a pair of bloomers.
I thought it was a fancy vest.
I can see that. One time, when I was about 6, I got in trouble because I used my sister's corset as...
Wyatt! No one needs to hear that story. Now, why is Leo handcuffed to you and here in my saloon?
Sorry! It's just that Leo and I think a lot alike.
It's uncanny. It's like watching one puppy chase the other puppy's tail while the first puppy is chasing his own shadow. I can't keep up.
Wyatt, just explain why you have this prisoner with you.
Well, I was in the process of putting him into the jail cell for his crimes against humanity when Whiskers brought news of my nemesis.
Oh, yeah, okay, that figures.
I'm sorry, Sheriff. I didn't have a choice. I had to break it to him the hard way.
It's all right, Sheriff. No need to worry. Leo and I here have come up with a great idea. Best one this side of the Pecos, if I do say so myself.
Ice cream served between two slices of chocolate bread.
Shh, not that one! Leo, you can't just blurt those things out. Folks are liable to steal them.
Oh, sorry, Wyatt.
I'm talking about how we're gonna deal with you-know-who.
Oh, right. He who shall not be named.
The one whose name invokes fear into my spine, much in the same way a splinter works its way up underneath your fingernail.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. Makes me say the worst kind of words.
Me too. Things like hootenanny.
Oh, that fiddlesticks.
Even fuck.
Shut up.
Wyatt, can you just explain why he's handcuffed to you and what you plan on doing about the Chipotle Kid? Leo here is my new best friend, but he's also our prisoner, so I thought instead of leaving him all alone in the jail cell, I'd be his jail cell for the time being.
Wyatt, you can't keep Leo like he's a puppy.
See what I mean? Puppies chasing tails and shadows.
Leo, did you really steal horses, a gun belt, and a pair of bloomers?
Yes, sir, Sheriff, sir, and I'm real sorry for doing it. My pa was pretty mad at me for—
Wait, you stole these things from your father?
Yes, sir, Sheriff, sir. Night before last. I was just trying to do the right thing by my ma.
This sounds like a rabbit hole I'll never get out of. Okay, let's put this on hold for just a second. Wyatt, how are you? I can feel the two of you staring at me, but we gotta know.
You are the one who likes rabbit holes, Sheriff.
He didn't learn anything in season one.
What?
Never mind. Old Civil War joke.
Wyatt, what's your plan for handling the Chipotle Kid?
Simple. I invited him here to play poker with us. Tomorrow night.
Oh boy.
Woohoo! What a cliffhanger ending that was! I don't know about you folks, but I sure am tied to be fit for what's gonna happen in the next episode. You got that Abaddon character, and here comes the Chipotle Kid. We all know what happened during the first season, and I can't imagine what's going to happen next. I'm going to tell you what, stick around and listen for a few words from our extra sponsors, and I'll see you all next episode. Take care. Y'all come back now, you hear?
This episode has been sponsored by Anchor FM, HappyHeartsDesigns.com, clothing to make your heart happy, DramedyActing.com, seek your truth with Dramedy Acting. This podcast is a production of Tessera Productions. All characters, names, places, and events are fictional. Any similarity to actual persons, places, or events is purely coincidental. Visit our website at TesseraProductions.com. Support our show by getting your Alabaster Flat swag from HappyHeartsDesigns.com. Copyright Tessera Productions, 2020.